Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great high school football weekend coming up. Selins Grove on Eagle 107, Lewisburg and Milton on WMLP, and also the Valley 100.7, and Shikellamy at Mifflinburg tonight. They'll hear it right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK with the award-winning broadcast of Kevin Herr and the coach Dick Hort. Let's get ready for the weekend, everybody. Let's gear up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Great soft drinks, okay? Great selection. They roast their peanuts every day. Wide array of snacks. The pickle bar, you know how much I love the barrel pickles. Tremendous. And then, of course, to gear up for a Penn State football weekend and the NFL weekend, they have the great selection of beer. Imports, domestic, microbrews, all in one spot. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, the only place I will stop to take care of such important business for the weekend. So get ready for that. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia with 11 to 15. Hummel's Wharf. Kevin weeping earlier today as he had to turn in the Kia.
I did. I had to turn in the 2015 Kia Optima SXL Turbo. I enjoyed every minute of that 274 horsepower 2.0 liter engine. Also, the 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty that will be completely available to you if you sign the papers over the weekend, or maybe next weekend, or even the weekend after if it's still there at Sunbury Motors, routes 11 and 15,
and again,
Hummel's Wharf.
Two things. Just go there and say, I want to drive the car that Kevin drove this week, and number two, make sure it's cleaned out. All right.
I just want to know, Steve, whether there was another unfortunate incident this morning when Kevin had to turn the keys back like last Friday when he had to do it with the Lincoln LKS.
There were a few tears, you know.
Yeah.
Few tears. Screaming out like Charlton Heston at the NRA out of my cold, dead fingers.
Oh, man.
All right, it's not really the way to turn a
car
in,
okay? It wasn't cold, dead fingers. It was cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
and they're going to give you another one. All right.
Oh, man.
Here we go. They are. That's a sweetheart. Look,
oh,
Bob.
Boy,
the bottom line is K. Herr Incorporated is riding the coattails of Bob Buehner and Steve Jones so he can drive around left and right.
Well, nope. It is about time I got a benefit from this program because Lord knows I take the abuse in it.
You do. Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin,
yes.
Your sympathy with the listeners who hear you every day. This is not resonating.
You know, Steve.
You're like, oh, no, he deserves it. I do it too.
I can tell you this. My Ford Taurus comes from Sunbury Motors, so I don't really need a car because that Ford Taurus is fabulous. I'd
Absolutely.
Like to make the deal with Brewers Outlet myself.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you, Brewers Outlet, even from afar, takes very good care of me.
Yes, they do. I mean,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, they do.
Yes, I'd like to drive one of their vehicles around for the weekend.
Got that right. All right. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. We're going to talk a little bit about the Steelers here, Kevin.
Okay.
But we're going to do it in... Okay, a little different, man. We're going to do it actually in a reasonable way.
You're going to talk about next season?
No, we're just going to talk about the current team and not get over emotional.
Oh, okay. Well, this won't be fun, but go ahead anyway.
I mean, talking to you about it is like, I can't believe I can't stop anybody. Okay, that just doesn't resonate with the audience.
Actually, Sean Carey sent me the questionables for the weekend. For the game on Sunday night, he missed one. Also listed as questionable. Also issued as questionable should have been the entire secondary.
Oh, I thought it was going to be you to watch it.
No. The entire secondary is questionable in Pittsburgh. All right.
All right. Well, let's bring in Tony as we do on Fridays. Tony, welcome. Great to have you with us. As the commissioner's gone through, I mean, you know, I mean, he's got to do this. I mean, what are you interested in hearing?
I you know, I don't know if there's a number on the radar for me, but it certainly is. You know, again, it's one of those late Friday afternoon things, but I don't know if they're trying to hide or exactly what. I didn't realize he was still there. I haven't heard from him in so long, Steve. I'm just happy to know he's okay and alive. So I guess that's where I stand on it.
Well, you know what? The way the sports cycle is, though, Tony, now, if this were news, for example, a news conference, doing it on Friday, and all of a sudden everybody disappears for the weekend, sports, you can't do that. Because
you're very right.
The weekend is about sports. All right, so I think it doesn't really matter to me, I guess, whether it's Friday or not, because it'll be the talk, I think, for everybody as to how he handles himself. As somebody said to me the other day, they said, he seems annoyed when he gets asked questions. Well, at $44 million a year, you better get over that part, because you know what? You got the big guy job, and the big guy job means you got to get out there right now, and you have to answer questions on behalf of a league that you're passionate about.
I agree with that 100%. If you can't, you know, if you can't do the job, then don't cash the check. And you're right, that is part of the, just a major part of the job. Face it. And you know what? I mean, the guys have no problem when things are going well. You have no problem getting up there and seeing his face. And you know, when things aren't going so well, which is a very kind way of describing things right now, you're exactly right, Steve. I'm on board with what you just said 100%.
Tony, now, in a different realm of discipline, then we'll get to the games themselves, in a different realm of discipline, we've heard nothing about LeGarrette Blount or Le'Veon Bell. Have you heard anything?
No. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think we're going to hear anything until the law, you know, has something to say, and then I imagine the NFL will do their thing, and my guess is the Steelers will simply follow along. You know, I don't think they're somewhat, I don't want to say lucky because of what we've got going on here, but obviously, like you said, a different realm that has gone, you know, somewhat under the radar as a lot more, you know, horrific things have taken its place on the main stage. So I think the Steelers are, you know, happy to let that kind of fall by the wayside and deal with it when they have to deal with it. And at some point that will happen. And the interesting thing is, who knows whether, you know, a guy like LeGarrette Blount will even be on the team at that point. He does have a 2-year contract. But, you know, all of that could happen after the season, and things could well be very different by then.
And Tony, I'll get back to the Steelers in a moment. But the Pirates right now are playing fabulous baseball. I mean, they took the Red Sox and they sliced and diced them over a 3-day span. And not only that, they did so with power. What's really allowed this team? Now, everybody's going to go through a slump. I understand that. You know, you'll hit in 162 games, you're going to hit that dead spell here and there. Why have they been so good the last 2 weeks?
It's a great question. I think part of it, you know, does have to do with who's been on the schedule and what time of year we're in. And I'm not trying to, you know, downplay what they've done. You win 11 out of 13 games. You win 6 out of the last 7 series. You're doing, you know, you're doing some things right. No question. They have somehow, I think, manipulated the bullpen to the point that it's not the weakness it once was. I don't think it's a strength necessarily, but they have definitely manipulated it to the point that they no longer have the big glaring holes that they used to. And the bullpen's being managed differently right now by Clint Hurdle. You're seeing Tony Watson pitch a lot more. You're seeing Mark Melanson pitch a lot more. You're not seeing guys come in, you know, with that attitude that, well, it's okay if we get touched up here because we're up by 4. If the Pirates are up by 4, Melanson has come in, you know, to close out the game. Not to get a save, but to close out the game. You're seeing Tony Watson in with 4-run leads. And they are approaching this late in the season now a lot more seriously. And I think the idea is that they've rested the guys earlier in the year, and now's when they need to see them perform, and that's what they're doing. And in addition to that, I think they have gotten a little bit lucky with some things, you know. I mean, I think you win pennants and you make the playoffs when guys have career years, and they're seeing that from Russell Martin, who's hitting 60 points above his average. Jordy Mercer, a guy who I was doubting whether he was a major league shortstop or not in May, is hitting 265 with 55 RBI and 10 or 11 home runs. They just don't have holes throughout the lineup, and they've done a good job of plugging the holes that they did have. Some of that has been luck. Travis Snyder performed better than they thought he would. You know, Jordy Mercer perhaps as well. And certainly Josh Harrison performed better than they thought he ever would.
Essentially, have they turned games because of Watson and Melanson into 7-inning games now?
I think that they, for the most part, they have. Yeah, and, you know, again, you know, Mark Melancon does not look like your typical closer. You know, he looks like he should be a professor somewhere, to be honest with you. But he has been just a tremendous acquisition now for, you know, for two seasons. He's played two different roles, and he's done both very, very well. And Tony Watson, I believe, is second right now in the major leagues in appearances. Yeah, they've been able to really depend on him to come in. And he's had the bad outings. When you pitch 74 times in a, you know, over 152 game season at this point, you're going to have the bad ones. But he's bounced back from those, and they've gone right to him again. And they really have been able to count on him as much as anybody in that bullpen.
As everyone knows, I can be mixed on sabermetrics. I mean, some good, some I just sit back and go, who cares? The one I do care about in sabermetrics, though, is on-base percentage. And when we talked about the Pirates 2 years ago, they were in the 25 to 30 range in Major League Baseball and on-base percentage. Now they're in the top five. Can you even put a price on what that's meant to the product we're seeing right now?
It's been absolutely huge. There's no question. That was a huge, you know, this is a team that still strikes out a good bit, but, you know, again, they are doing a lot of the more fundamentals the right way. One guy who I should have mentioned earlier in your previous question and now fits into this category really well is Starling Marte. A very, very undisciplined player his first two seasons, and really two and a half seasons. He struggled a lot early, chased a lot of pitches. He slowly but surely, Steve, has become a guy who just refuses to chase. He hits his pitch, and he's been as hot as anybody on that team for the past month, and really he's been a pretty darn good player, you know, since like mid-May or so. So, you know, he's almost a perfect example of what you're talking about, a guy who has really changed his plate discipline for the better. And, again, I'm not going to bang on a guy here, but, you know, they're doing this with Pedro Alvarez out of the lineup, and he's probably the, you know, maybe the worst offender in that category. So, you know, is it addition by subtraction? Again, I don't want to bang on Pedro because he really helped them last year. But this year, Steve, I think it might be some addition by subtraction.
Right. Yeah. In fact, Pedro was actually their best hitter in the playoffs against St. Louis last year.
Yep.
To his credit, and that was under the credit where credit is due. Part of it. And Marte had a great series against the Red Sox, hitting and driving the ball. Now back to the Steelers. Carolina's the Sunday night game. It's down there. Do you really know how unpredictable are they right now from the first two quarters of the season to the last six they've played?
Yeah, well, you know, I think your sigh and your pause there probably said it all, to be honest with you. This, you know, I just, you don't know what to make of this team. The offense, I think, has been the most confusing because they looked so good the first half. They actually moved the ball in the first half of the second game against the Ravens. Fumbles are really what derailed them. But then you saw Ben Roethlisberger forcing passes, missing wide-open receivers. And, boy, if that's the case, if Roethlisberger becomes a problem on offense, then they've really got issues. But I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to their defense. That's the biggest issue for the Steelers. It was last year. It still is continuing to be the same. And, you know, they've got a lot of young players on that defense, a lot of new faces. And Brett Keisel talked about this week, you know, admitting that, yes, it takes some time for those moving pieces to settle down and for everyone to figure out what their role needs to be. But again, emphasizing that, you know what, that's all fine and good, but we got a game on Sunday, and we have one the following Sunday. We don't have time to allow these things to happen. It's got to happen now. And until then, Steve, the offense has to help the defense out or bail them out. That did not happen last week. And if it doesn't happen, I think you're going to see more scores like you did last week. And you know what? They're walking into a buzzsaw in Charlotte, North Carolina on Sunday night. The Panthers are really banged up, and that may be the only saving grace for the Steelers. The Panthers' offense is really, really banged up. A lot of receivers are hurt. Cam Newton's hobbled. D'Angelo Williams is hurt. So I think that's going to help. But, boy, it's hard to say this team's going to improve because we just haven't seen it.
Going into the NFL draft, I think all of us conceded that we felt the number one need for the Steelers on the need list was corner, and they didn't draft any. Now, believe me, I can completely understand if a Ryan Shazier is on the board. I don't blame them for going in that direction with the first-round pick. How is the corner play right now, considering that they did not fill that need?
It's not been good. You know, Ike Taylor is what he is. He's a 34-year-old cornerback in the NFL. That's a difficult thing to be. And in addition to that, it's exacerbated by the fact that they cannot get to the quarterback. You know, they're not putting pressure on the quarterback. They're making those cornerbacks cover their receivers for an extra second, second and a half, 2 seconds every snap. And that's ugly, you know, no matter who you have back there, let alone a 34-year-old guy, you know, and, you know, Cortez Allen, who they just gave a contract extension to. You know, I don't know that he's necessarily showed that he deserves that extension, nor do I think that he's a guy who, you know, is definitely not going to make it. I think the question's still out on him. But in addition to that, they're not getting great play from the safeties right now either. Mike Mitchell is, you know, was put back there to help those cornerbacks out. He's got great speed, but again, if you're not in the right place, doesn't matter how fast you are, you know, you need to understand the system, and I don't think that is helping the situation either.
In fact, in the old Blitzburg days, if you're going to be a blitz team and just constantly put pressure, one of the underrated things about the Steelers in those days, they had exemplary corner play. If you have really good corners, you can unleash the hounds at the other nine spots. They and that Dick LeBeau's hands, I think, are tied right now.
Well, I think that's exactly it. It's you know, and I think that it can't be that way. You know, you've got to be able to play that defense by, like you said, unleashing the hounds. And if you can't do that, then I don't know what you're working with. Maybe we're seeing what you're working with if you can't do that. And for so long, Ike Taylor was so good at covering the opposing team's top receiver one-on-one, doing exactly what you just said. Yes, he got burned occasionally, but he was out there on an island so often. Those days have just simply passed Ike Taylor by. And in addition to that, like we said before, he's having to cover even longer now. So, you know, I don't know what you have with that defense if you can't stress your strengths, which are supposed to be getting after the passer.
Tony, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. In a logical, makes sense discussion.
Blah, blah, blah.
As opposed to attempting to talk certain individuals off the bridge.
Blah,
we'll come
blah,
back
blah.
With... Wow.
I'm sorry, that was supposed to be the inside my voice had. I didn't realize the mic was on.
Yeah, you got to remember to turn the volume down there, Kevin, when you're doing that.
There are other times we'd like to advise it as well. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WK, okay?
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the event you've been waiting for. Sunbury Motors September New Ford Truck Sale. Pick from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to $9,000. That's right, $9,000. Choose from over 100 F-150s, the number one selling truck for 37 consecutive years. SMC has over 100 new F-150s starting as low as $22,859. Sunbury Motors has 25 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to historic lows starting at $19,890. SMC isn't done there. Take $8,500 off new Expeditions. And up to $9,000 off new 2015 Super Duty trucks. Every new vehicle is clearly marked with the lowest prices of the year. And financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months is available on many models. Hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented September new truck sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl.
I hope.
Hello.
I said I hope.
Bellevue holding on one.
Steve, did you hear about James Franklin making a phone call into a sports talk show in Pittsburgh this morning?
Yes.
Isn't that wild? I mean, if you want to tell the story to our listeners, I think it's hilarious.
He called into 93.7 The Fan. He said, "This is James Franklin, the football coach of Penn State." They didn't believe him and hung up on him.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, so, I've been so on that side of the phone before. You have to be careful.
So then he called back as James in State College, and they put him on. Look, he does this wherever he goes recruiting. When he was recruiting Amani Oyewere, the defensive back from the Tampa area, when he was down there recruiting him, right, he called into the Tampa radio show just out of nowhere to basically say, "Hey, here we are," and talk to them. So, he, you know... that's, you know, he does that. So there, he and Terry Smith flew down to Pittsburgh today, this morning, and visited schools. Then came back to State College to put the team through a walkthrough, which they're doing right now. He is then the coaches are going back out on the road to look at games tonight.
Just a man with a bundle of energy.
He is. I mean, there's no question about that. And
we need James from State College to give us a call some afternoon.
How many times have we had him on the show?
We've had him, but I wanted to hear from James from State College, though. See if he can
James
get past Kevin.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, Brian did that to you that one time.
That was the best.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Best-time caller. I love the exaggerated New England accents, what made it.
Brady, best ever? Yep.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us. Today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time to stock up for the weekend, and you know what that means. The best in domestics, microbrews, and imports. Snacks, great selection. Soft drinks, incredible. They roast their peanuts every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. Stock up for the weekend right now. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Another emotional moment today where they had to pry the keys to the Kia out of Kevin's hand as he laid on the ground, kicking and screaming.
You know, it was the uncontrollable sobbing that really got my attention when he had to give the keys up finally. Something about calling the police was mentioned, but he finally relented. But there was a little bit of sobbing going on. But I'm told that Kevin has a great vehicle for next week. So when they told him that, he immediately changed his tune and lightened up and smiled, and rainbows and unicorns appeared in the sky.
Rainbows and unicorns. Oh, boy.
Well, for a guy who believes in fantasy everything,
exactly.
I suppose that would be true. All right.
Hey, Steve.
Did you get a lot of sleep last night or something?
What?
I mean, you were just right there. I mean, you were bang. I'm impressed, I have to admit.
Top of his game.
You are on today.
Are you doing the show from Brewers Outlet already?
We're all over right, at the Pickle Bar right now.
I wish you'd pick me up some barrels. That'd
we'll
be great. All right. Final half hour. I want to hear from you at 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Did the commissioner do enough today to feel like the NFL is back on at least a better path? Hey, did the commissioner do enough today to tell you, the fan, that you think the NFL is on a better path than they were a week ago? 800-795-9565. I want to know, you're the ones that watch the games. We'll start now with the ultimate fan.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. You know, I think what
that wasn't you, Bob.
No. I think what the commissioner did today is, going forward, he's simply going to say, I answered that question in the press conference, or I gave that statement as my opening statement, and those words speak for themselves. So that it's one and done. He's not going to go around and do, I don't think, unless somebody knows differently, he's not going to be on 60 Minutes or Dateline doing all of this. He's done what he had to do. It seems, Steve, initially, when you just listen to it first go around without any probing questions, it was rather an effective statement for him. And then, you know, everyone in the media loves those mea culpas where, you know, somebody comes out and confesses they've done wrong. And so he set a good tone that way as well.
I think he does have to do one more thing. He does need to sit down with a representative, a reporter of CBS, NBC, Fox, ESPN, and the NFL Network. Why? These are the broadcast partners that have invested tens of millions per year. And he owes it to the broadcast partners to sit down in a one-on-one 10-minute format with each of them to then talk about and take their questions as to what's going on. Because if he wants to be serious about his broadcast partners, he does need to do that, in my opinion. I mean, I know I keep saying he's got to do this, he's got to do that, but when they're putting in tens of millions of dollars, and you have to, I mean, doing just a press conference is, you know, this is not the equivalent of the president, for example, doing a press conference. He doesn't then owe Fox, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSNBC. He doesn't owe them one-on-ones after that. They're all broadcast entities that are independent that cover the press conference. But when you have broadcast partners that are paying tens of millions of dollars every year to carry your product for rights, they have the right to have sit-downs with the commissioner for about 10 minutes each to discuss questions that they may have to air for their viewing audience. Just a thought.
And I think the broadcast partners then have to select one of their better journalists to do the questioning and the sit-down. And what I mean by that is I'm not sure that Terry Bradshaw is the kind of guy you'd want in
Agreed.
The studio with Roger Goodell. But I think you're right. I hadn't thought of that aspect. But, yeah, these are contractual relationships of, as you said, it's in the – millions and millions and hundreds of millions over the course of many years. And yes, yeah, sit down and do that, because the broadcast partners want to be able to send that out to their viewers and listeners as well to show they have that, quote, special relationship with the NFL.
You know, I mean, you know, you want to sit down. Okay, look at CBS. I mean, you could go with Jim Nantz. You could go with James Brown. I think either way you'd be fine. If you're going to Fox, you probably... Probably Joe Buck. If not Joe Buck, then Kurt Menefee.
I don't know. I know you're going to laugh at this, but Terry Bradshaw, I think, handles those fairly well.
But he's not considered serious.
Kevin, this is a serious subject. You got to put out somebody who's serious.
But okay? I've seen him do those before, and I thought he did well with those type of things before. Obviously, you feel otherwise. Okay.
I think he's a different type of fellow. That comes across, has a reputation for something different.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do, Kevin, whether or not I think he's a competent broadcaster, because he darn well is. I think he's excellent at what he does. Okay? But notice what I said. He's excellent at what he does. You need somebody to go in there where this is their strong suit.
Well, I'm just thinking maybe from that had some experience as a player as well and can bring across the player side, but don't you feel that's necessary here?
No.
Okay.
You don't. There's
all right.
There's too much of that.
Okay.
Okay. These are social and societal issues. Okay. This isn't like from the player's point of view. All right.
That's nobody a different really type cares. Of interview. Okay.
Nobody really cares about the player's point of view here.
Right.
Okay, domestic abuse is not from the player's point of view. It's got to be. If it's NBC, I can go with Al Michaels or Dan Patrick. Okay, if it's ESPN, I would want Mike Tirico doing it.
And you, I think to go back to a point you made earlier in today's show, Steve, it's not something you punt. To use a football analogy, you punt over to the news division.
No, you don't. The only way I would ever give it to the news division is, for example, if at CBS we selected Armin Katayan to do it. Because Armin Katayan is a sports broadcaster who has shifted over to news.
Okay? But there are...
I could see that. At ESPN, if it's not, for example, Mike Tirico, Bob Lee would be the guy I'd turn to. I would not. This is not one I would turn to Chris Berman.
Right. Oh no.
I would not turn to Chris Berman, just like I wouldn't turn to Terry Bradshaw. Now I know he's a former Steeler.
Howie Long as well, and he was a Raider.
I want somebody to do this that is.
I think NBC has to be Costas or Michaels, though, Steve.
Costas or Michaels, or Dan Patrick's fine too. But it's got to be somebody that's not connected with the league.
Okay? No, I see what you're saying, and I agree with you.
If you're a former player, I don't want a former player doing it. So yeah, Bob Costas is absolutely the one at NBC. You're right. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good call.
Yeah, that's a great call by Kev. Terry Bradshaw, no, you've redeemed yourself with Costas.
All right, great, thank you. Listen, you said what did you want to hear? And there's really two things that I wanted to hear from the commissioner, and I thought he addressed them both. This was the first thing I wanted to hear.
I got it wrong in the handling of the Ray Rice matter.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, except
Kevin, he did say that August 28th.
I know, but I didn't really hear it in a tone that I wanted to hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? It didn't sound sincere to me. It didn't sound like he believed it. It sounded like he wanted to say it.
You don't usually listen, really.
Now, the other thing I wanted to hear him say was I wanted him to answer this question specifically, because I haven't really heard him answer this either.
Oh, we asked for it on several occasions.
He's talking about the tape here, by the way, the Ray Rice video.
Oh, we asked for it on several occasions. According to our security department, we went through it. We asked for it on several occasions over the spring, all the way through June.
The one thing he didn't probably answer this afternoon, and he was intentionally vague, is he gave words and framed out, well, we have to do all of this reshaping what we do and in policies and with a committee to also ensure the due process rights of those accused, but he gave absolutely no details as to what that meant. So
that's because they probably don't have it formulated.
Exactly right, and that's my point. The point is the devil is really in the details.
The things that a commissioner normally over the years has had to deal with: Kennesaw Mountain Landis, okay, banning eight players in the Black Sox scandal. That's related directly to the game.
Yeah.
Bart Giamatti with Pete Rose related directly to the game. Pete Rozelle with Alex Karras and Paul Hornung related directly to the game. The Rozelle's greatest regret was having them play the weekend that President Kennedy was assassinated. Now, nobody was carrying the games. I mean, CBS, which had the NFL rights at the time, They were showing Lee Harvey Oswald being moved in the basement of the municipal building where he ended up getting shot by Jack Ruby. So they weren't carrying it, but you know the AFL did not play that weekend. But that's, I mean, those are the kind of things the commissioners, for example, you know, in terms of levying fines, discipline, how many days guys are suspended, things like that, for things related to the game performance enhancement and so forth. When it comes to legal issues, this is where, until they did the suspended with pay thing, this is where they acted like lost lambs. Like, okay, how do we handle? Well, I mean, he's pleading not guilty. He's guilty. He's innocent until proven guilty. So I guess we should play him, right? And you go back and forth, and the answer doesn't satisfy anybody.
No.
Except maybe the coach and maybe the player. But it doesn't satisfy anybody. And part of this, too, is that most owners are not adept at dealing with the media. Mark Cuban, yes. He's one of those kind of owners who deals with the media all the time. But for the most part, owners, money people, have publicity departments who handle the media. They rarely get up in front of the media themselves. That's why, for example, Ziggy Wolf with the Vikings, they sent out Rick Spielman, the general manager, because guess what? He handles the, you know, he does press conferences. That's why they send him out to talk about it. And this is a problem that you have with ownership at times. They don't talk to the media that often. Thus, they are very uncomfortable attempting to do it.
Yeah, there was another thing that the commissioner said today, too, that I really liked hearing and have been waiting to hear. He said, at our best, the NFL sets an example that makes a positive difference. Unfortunately, over the past several weeks, we have seen all too much of the NFL doing wrong. And again, that's I like the fact that you recognize what was done was not correct, and that you're looking to make it better later on. If you remember earlier in this week, we talked about the fact that he really hasn't said to the fact that we did it wrong, and here's what we're going to do to make it right next time. I think today he finally took that next step.
You know, there's one...
Well, you're right and wrong there. I mean,
okay.
You're wrong, because he did say on the Ray Rice thing, August 28th, I didn't do it right.
Right, but it wasn't followed up with, here's what we're going to do differently, though.
Well, I think they had to get the plan together.
That's exactly right. I agree.
You don't,
but
you don't get up there and ad lib a plan.
No.
And here's an idea. I'm gonna float this out there and see how she goes.
But until today, I didn't really hear anything that even resembled looking for a plan.
Well, you know darn well they were looking for a plan,
yeah. Steve,
because they're looking for any way to get out of this thing. Yeah.
Can I offer one observation when you asked the question? What has changed from the old NFL to today? And it's the fact that in this day and age, the media has access to evidence of crimes in ways that never happened before. You would have never seen pictures of the elevator camera showing Ray Rice decking his then fiancée, now wife. You would have never seen pictures of the 4-year-old child of Adrian Peterson,
right,
what appears to be Bruce. Those things would have never made the light of day. And now it's almost instantaneous after an episode happens or is discovered. The next thing you know, the evidence that's held by the police is all over the place. That never happened before, and now it does.
Let's talk about two other criminal cases, for example. All right, Plexico Burress went to jail, shot himself.
Yes.
All right.
The only person in the history of civilization that goes to jail for actually shooting his own self.
Right, because he did it in New York.
Yes.
And, of course, they have strict gun laws. All right, and then Michael Vick, which is the single most, I think the best example of all. I'm a dog owner, a dog lover, sickened and appalled by what he was accused and ultimately convicted of, okay? After serving his time in jail 2 years, he comes back to the NFL. Not everybody's embracing him, but most people seem to have given him a second chance. To me, one of the keys that allowed him to get a second chance is we never saw it. We only heard about it. And that, in the end, I think, is an element that helps save his career. We'll come back with more and wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Reggie Wayne of the Indianapolis Colts said today, in due time, wounds will heal. Hopefully the NFL can kind of get a grip on everything and all the players can get a grip on whatever the rules are. He said prior to Roger Goodell's press conference, he said we could put some steak or ice on the black eye and let it heal up a little bit.
Now tomorrow, Steve, you've got a busy afternoon.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you've got to be somewhere sometime in the afternoon over by a big stadium with lots of people going to go.
We will, as a matter of fact. The Kevin Herr Invitational will be taking place. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're going to have, obviously, Penn State-UMass tomorrow. Our coverage begins at 2:30 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. With the Dietz and Watson tailgate show, Jack Hamm, of course, at the center of all that. We'll have that for you. And the game at 4 o'clock tomorrow as the Nittany Lions try to go to 4-0 on the season.
I'll be listening today on the way back from Connecticut, Steve.
I'll be listening on the way back from Westminster to see my college Titans play a little football tomorrow afternoon. So it's a football weekend for all of us, guys.
I'll be listening in the booth.
Yes.
All right.
I hope so.
Oh, I guess I have a speaking role, too. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, Steve Jones. Our thanks to Bob Buhner, Kevin Hurd. Don't forget, Shikellamy Mifflinburg tonight. The coach, Dick Hort, and Kevin on the call on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Talk to you Monday. Hope you have a great weekend.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.